Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Wednesday, January 25th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, tonight marks the third vigil in three nights in Monterey Park, but this one has special meaning. It's planned for the parking lot outside the Star Dance Studio where Saturday night's shooting happened. As you know, 11 people died in that shooting. They were older, mostly 60s and 70s.
They worked so hard as immigrants to build a future, and this was their time to enjoy it. To have that taken away in such a violent manner is incomprehensible.
That's Monterey Park City Treasurer Amy Lee at last night's vigil at City Hall. During her comments, she made a point to mention Monday's Half Moon Bay shooting, the one that claimed 7 lives.
It's so easy during this time to become numb. We need to resist the urge to dismiss this as a one-time incident. We know it's not.
Monterey Park City Treasurer Amy Lee. Now, tonight's vigil outside the Star Dance Studio starts at 6 o'clock. It is sponsored by Compassion in SGV. That's the volunteer group in San Gabriel that's been offering safety chaperones for older Asian women and men ever since we began seeing a spike in anti-Asian hate incidents. This afternoon, Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with the families of the 11 who died in the Saturday shooting in Monterey Park. Could revised gun laws in California prevent what happened in Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay from happening again? UCLA law professor Adam Winkler studies gun policy. He says California's gun laws are strict, but only compared to states with weaker laws, not if you look at the rest of the world.
So we shouldn't be surprised that California still deals with the problem of gun violence.
UCLA's Adam Winkler, he says the Monterey Park shooter was armed with an illegal assault pistol with a high-capacity magazine. Voters in California banned high-capacity magazines, but that law has been held up in federal court for 2 years. L.A. is an oil town, or well, maybe it was an oil town a century ago. The city of Los Angeles is working to rid itself of oil and natural gas drilling operations, and now L.A. County supervisors have approved an ordinance to ban new oil wells and phase out existing drilling. That story from KPCC's Aaron Stone.
Over the next two decades, the policy will require hundreds of oil wells scattered across the county to shut down. Culver City and LA City have recently passed similar laws. More than a million people live in unincorporated LA County. The policy amends land use laws that largely concentrated polluting industry in low-income Black and Latino neighborhoods. For decades, those communities sounded the alarm on the health impacts of living near drilling operations. Ruth Andrade has lived in unincorporated South LA for 33 years, near three major drill sites.
Vienen nuevas generaciones. Queremos darles un aire limpio.
Andrade says that new generations are coming, and she wants them to have clean air. Burning fossil fuels such as oil is also the biggest driver of today's extreme weather disasters. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
The second night of LA County's annual point-in-time count of unhoused Angelenos happens tonight in East and West LA. Last night, it covered the San Gabriel and San Fernando Valleys. Tomorrow, it will finish up in Metro Los Angeles, the South Bay, and the Antelope Valley. This year, the volunteers who do the counting are using a new app that's supposed to be more accurate than the glitchy one that was used last year. And the LA City Council's Nithya Raman says it's critical that there's an accurate count of everyone who's unhoused because federal dollars are on the line.
Why I want every volunteer who cares about this issue in Los Angeles to step up and to make sure that we're getting an accurate count of who is living on our city and our county streets is because we need to use this data to ask for every dollar that we deserve here in Los Angeles to make sure that we are solving this crisis.
Compiling the numbers for LA County's point-in-time count will take until summertime. While volunteers are counting unhoused Angelenos in East and West LA tonight, another group of volunteers will fan out across Riverside County for its one-night point-in-time count. Remember the bill passed last year by state lawmakers to set up a commission to set wages and working conditions for fast food employees in California? While the governor signed it, doesn't mean it's going to take effect. That's because restaurant groups have collected enough signatures for a referendum on whether the law should be overturned. It will be on the ballot in November 2024. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.